You know, I was a rock journalist, and the toughest part of that job was trying to make musicians sound interesting, human even, to find one that was not only verbally dexterous, but famous, funny, and apparently normal to boot, would bring you this much closer to God. Well, here's one now, one of the very, very few. From Yes to Clive Dunn, there's always been Rick Wakeman! I saw you just before the show started. You weren't wearing that.
No, I wasn't.
And to serve you right, I don't think I'm even going to say why are you wearing that. Rick, go on, what is the story of that?
Well, this is a little number I picked up in Russia before perestroika set in. Mm. You can get stuff out there now. It's quite. But that particular time, it was very, very difficult. And I was there with my son. We were doing a television show. And you're locked in a hotel and there's all armed guards and things outside. But there's all the black market. Everything was black market then. So we went out and we bought, the little Khrushchev dolls and things you can get to bring home. That's around the black market. And then this guy sort of spotted who I was, and he said, and also ought to point out, you're only allowed to take in a certain, whatever money you take in, on the form, you've got to fill out, you're going to go back. I had about $126.
You're not allowed to bring anything out, are you?
No, that's right. And whatever you take in English or American money, you've got to take out again. So I had about $126, but I had arranged for $50 to pick up in Moscow, Leningrad, in order to buy a few little goodies. So I could go out with the same money and a few goodies. No, I was out there. I've got this little gun in the back street.
I love that, yeah.
So I'm out in the back street, and this guy came and said, Mr. Wakeman, he said, you want to buy KGB uniform and trench coat? my son goes, no. I said, yeah, come on, wait. So I go around the corner, and in the back of this beat-up old car, he takes it, and he's got the full monty, plus his trench coat. He's in that. It was winter, it was cold. My son had a big car. I said, crap, how much? He said, $15 for the lot.
$15?
$15. So I give him $15. I said, Adam, stuck it up. So he sticks it up in his coat. Now, my son, he's ever so thin, so he's now like 26 stone. I said, where'd you get it? He said, my brother. He said, my brother, he was in the army, special KGB. I said, brilliant, great. So I'm walking away, he says, Mr. Wakeman. I said, what? He said, want to buy Admiral's uniform? Yeah. I said, what? Did he defect? He said, another brother. I said, great. So he holds up this Admiral's uniform. Unbelievable. I said, great. How much? He said, 15. I said, great. So I'm stuffing it up. So we go back to the hotel, right? And I'm ramming it all in the case, and this is brilliant. So 2 days later, we're at Leningrad Airport, like, waiting to go out, and they won't give me an exit visa. So I'm wandering around the airport with this case, in all sorts of trouble trying to get out. And my Aeroflot tickets are useless. If you actually miss the flight, I mean, you can't even swap them for an Airfix kit. It's hopeless. It's a nightmare. So I'm sitting there. So I go to British Airways.